It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Carrie Underwood was on the red carpet for the ACMs last night and revealed her favorite band and who she likes to sing along with in the shower.
I'm just a huge GNR fan.
Yeah.
Axel's like one of my vocal heroes. Uh-huh. And that's who I sing in the shower. So.
Oh, sweet gentleman.
Yeah, you would not expect that.
No, I didn't either. That's weird.
Kanye West honored Nipsey Hussle during his Sunday service, concert thing yesterday. He played a clip of Nipsey Hussle giving some inspirational words of encouragement along to some music.
Stay motivated, stay inspired, show love your people. Just want to send some words of encouragement. Y'all stay focused, y'all keep working hard, believe in yourself. Prove everybody that doubts are wrong. Show up every day, stay motivated, stay inspired.
It was just a crazy weekend. Are you going to talk more about In the Garbage? I wouldn't suspect you would, but just about Nipsey Hussle and all the drama surrounding people, Kodak Black.
So Kodak
okay, okay.
Black,
I don't wanna, if you're not doing it yet, I don't want to ruin it for you, but.
Well, I wasn't going to, but I will now.
It's just insane to me. Yeah, you want to touch on that real quick?
Kodak Black.
He's a rapper.
Yeah, he's a rapper, and he kind of came at Nipsey Hussle's girlfriend, grieving girlfriend.
Yeah, he just lost a guy.
Yeah, and he actually did apologize, though.
But a lot of,
this weekend.
A radio station on the West Coast, it's too late. They're saying they're going to stop his music. This was a lie. It's it was really crappy of him, because I think Instagram Live, the rapper Kodak Black kind of said, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Shot his shot.
Yeah.
Dude, really? The guy just got shot down and murdered. Away.
Right. So, obviously, that is super classless and horrific. He should not have done that. He did issue an apology, but I still think
a little too late.
People are mad. Yeah, it was just way too soon. Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow on the Game of Thrones, was on Saturday Night Live this past weekend, and he joked about how everyone is asking for spoilers on the show.
So, who wins Game of Thrones?
I'm sorry. I'm not at liberty to reveal that information.
At liberty? Bitch, I didn't come here for sketches. Who wins Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Okay, can we have him removed, please? Look, I'm sorry, but I'm not revealing how the show ends.
Well, all right, could you just give us a general sense of how it ends?
Wait a second, Amelia, you're in the show, you know already.
Well, yeah, but, I forgot.
Khaleesi?
Yes, so surprise guest Emilia Clarke came and showed up during his main monologue at the beginning of
the
show. Yes, and fans went absolutely crazy. Logan Paul.
Oh, my favorite YouTuber of all time. Please, please give me nothing but all the good stuff.
Was stopped by a TMZ reporter and was asked about what he thinks about video games. He said he's worried Gen X is producing a population of people who are addicted to something more dangerous than drugs or alcohol, which are video games. He says that he's down with Prince Harry's idea of putting the brakes on the video game Fortnite because kids are so addicted to it and playing it so much. Logan said that when he was younger, he used to be addicted to World of Warcraft and said it took over his life when he was a kid. He also worries that virtual reality gaming is going to mess up kids 20 and younger, and he says that they won't be able to separate fantasy from reality. Now, not a giant fan of the Paul brothers, especially Jake Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Logan Paul is a little bit older, still think he's done awful things. I think this is the first time in my life that I kind of agree with him.
I was going to say, I think me too.
Yeah, he actually is making sense and sounds like a real rational, mature human being, which is shocking in itself.
You heard it first here on the Joe and Alex Show. Liv the Web Girl agrees with everything Logan Paul does.
No. Okay, coming up next, this celebrity said that the 2016 election made her have a midlife identity crisis.
All right, it's coming up in about an hour here on the Joe and Alex Show.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, guys, don't you go anywhere. You may know this story because of a few episodes of American Horror Story were based on him, or you just might know him because he's one of the most brutal serial killers from the South. His name? The Axeman. We're going to go to the bayou. We're going on down there next for a brand new Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show.